Simon, Sadik Beis, Siv Beis. In the Emsa, Tfilos and Nisar Taiva, the person started Shemon Esrei, but in the middle of Shemon Esrei, he started feeling a need to go to the bathroom. So, what does he do? Yamid Atzmai Atshi Yigma, Velo Yapsik, he should continue the Shemon Esrei. Since he's already standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talking to Hashem, it's not proper to leave in the middle, so he is supposed to just continue davening, even though he feels a need to go to the bathroom. Over here, there's also discussion, how much of a need does he have, and even so he can continue. Magen Avraham holds that even if it's a point that he really has to hold himself back from going, he still should continue. Kamavan, if he can't, he can. But even such circumstances, he can continue. Even though normally that would be considered Baal Teshakso, not to go to the bathroom. Continues the Mechaba. V'mishatz krishma u'bichoser nis'oyim bein l'gdoilim. If he's already in the middle of Kriya Shema also, and he's had this feeling that he has to go to the bathroom for Gedolim or Ketanim, either one of the two, he's allowed to continue. Says the Ramah, "V'davka she'ein misavik kol kach is be'shombat teshaks." In this situation, he can continue the Birchas Kriya Shema only if he has to go to the bathroom, but not to the point that he actually has to stop himself from going, which is a level of Baal Teshaksu. But if he already reached that point, then he shouldn't make a hefsek. As we said before, this is talking about Birchas Kriya Shema. But Shemon Esrei, one can continue the Shemon Esrei, even though he got to that point, as long as he can physically hold himself back. Says the Ramah, L'chol anitshach l'nekovav oser afilu b'divrei Torah calls mashagufa meshukotz min ha'nekovim. That which we said, one is not allowed to daven when he has to go to the bathroom, it is not only referring to davening Shemot Esrei, but it's referring to any type of limud Torah. One is not allowed to learn Torah if he feels the need to go to the bathroom. Over here, the level is different. Mishnah Berurah says that if he could hold himself for more than a paros, in other words, 72 minutes, even though lechatchila he should not daven Shemot Esrei, but he can say the brachas and he can learn. But if he could hold himself only less than that amount of time, then we say this halacha that one should not learn or say brachas. B'di'evid, if he does say bracha, the Prima Gadim says that he does not have to say it over again. Another halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Shatruv, is somebody's in a public situation that he's saying over a shir to people, or a drasha, in the middle he has to go to the bathroom, then he is permitted to finish the drasha because of kavod habrias. Is Deicha the Isidra Rabban of Baal Teshaksu.